880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, we are ready for another edition of Freed on Business. This is going to be a terrific show. We have the first word here in South Florida from the Mortgage Bankers Association meeting. We'll have Kevin Miliff. He's a director at the Aztec Group. He works with me. We're going to be talking commercial real estate, capital markets. We're going to get an update from Kevin, who is in Atlanta, meeting with all the big lenders, and he'll tell us what he learned. Next, we're going to have our executive health and wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we want to thank them for sponsoring the show. Blue Cross, Blue Shield Executive Health and Wellness, we'll have Penny Schaefer on. We'll also have Victor Franks on. And, of course, we'll have the Positive Energy Minute from Lolly Green, MSW. Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. We're then going to have our final segment with Javier Morales. We're going to talk social media. And then at the end of the show, we're going to start touting our 150th show. That's right. Show 150 will be the 23rd of February. That'll mark our 150th show. We're going to have a social media extravaganza. We're going to have our social media and Twitter expert, John Mahoney, on at the end of the show talking to me a little bit about what our plans are for that following week. So now we're going to get right to it. We're going to start talking about the market for just a second. What happened in the market? Today, the market went up. The market went up today, and a lot of people are saying that that's because things are settling down with the Greek loan situation, but I'm not so sure. I think that the stock market is just a barometer for consumer confidence, and if you thought that that wasn't the case, well, Europe is still pretty dynamic, with the Bank of England adding a £50 billion stimulus package. Well, if they're doing that, it ain't over in Europe yet. So they're still fighting the fire, and that could be an issue down the road that we're not anticipating fully, but let's hope it's not as the economy in the United States starts cruising to recovery. Now it's time for your favorite segment.
Now where you been, baby? You've got mail.
All right. I love it. Barry White, thank you as always for the intro. We'll start off with Steve. Steve in Miami. I'm buying foreclosed homes and renting them out. Smart, huh? Yes, Steve, it is. But just make sure that you're not buying, that you're not allowing people in there to do anything but rent them. If they are able to establish homesteads, you may have an issue getting them out. Make sure also that you're getting clean title to a foreclosed home. With all these clawbacks that are going on, you may have a problem. Make sure you've got your attorney checking it out. But, Steve, I'm sure you do if you're doing it as a business. So go for it. It's a good idea. Pete in Fort Lauderdale, please ask Kevin if there are any mezz lenders out there that are new. I need a mezz for a property I'm buying. Maybe I'll just use preferred equity. We'll make sure we talk to him about that, Pete. All right, Andy in Aventura. I recently graduated from FIU with a liberal arts degree. My wife has a job that pays the basics and has insurance. I can't find a job. This stinks. You're darn right it does, Andy. You're Mr. Education. What is it that I need to do? I have an education. So what's next? Well, Andy, as you're finding out, an education doesn't guarantee you a job. It's hard to get good ones here in South Florida, and maybe your liberal arts degree is an issue. A lot of the guys that I know are going back to college and getting business degrees or other degrees that are needed and necessary that give them tools to operate in the current economy. Our governor picked up on this and is trying to zero fund or reduce the funding of some of the non-essential programs that he doesn't think generate college grads that are able to have jobs. You want to know something? Maybe we do need a little bit of that. But I also have a problem with it because it does reduce the freedom of choice, and that's what America is all about. So that's a sticky issue, Andy. Keep at it. I'm sure that you'll find something. Work hard and be glad that you've got your wife's job covering the basics and paying for your insurance. Pete in Fort Lauderdale writes, the stock market has recovered from the recession. What do you think is next? Well, Pete, I'm not really a big stock market expert, but I think that, as I said earlier, the stock market is merely a reflection of consumer confidence. And with consumer confidence on the rebound, I think the stock market will continue on the rebound. As soon as the next negative event hits, the stock market will recede somewhat. But let's face facts. The stock market has been stable or static at the trading level that it's been at since the recession started. As the economy grows, the stock market will naturally grow as well. I'm an old man. I remember when the stock market was at 3,000. There's probably a little upward push somewhere in your life left in the stock market. Steve and Brickell, I recently read that banks are worried about overbuilding of apartments in key markets. Duh, of course they are. They'll still do it anyway. This sector is overheating and exploding. You've got construction loans rolling all across the United States at this point. The institutional investors are trying to focus on the high-density infill, what they call core markets, but it's going on everywhere. From my office in Coral Gables, from my office in Coconut Grove, you can see it being done in Coral Gables. It's being done all across Miami Beach and up the state. We're working on deals all across the state of Florida and up into other markets that are all new development deals. So, yeah, it's coming. It's overheating. There's money for it. We'll talk to Kevin about what he thinks about the apartment market. Thanks for writing in, Steve. Pete from South Miami. What's the capital market like for what is the capital market like for large properties? How about smaller deals? We'll talk to Kevin. He'll have that for you later. Joe, I need a loan. I have good cash flow and no debt. I want to make sure I have a good relationship with my lender. I don't need high leverage. Well then, Joe, you need to go see a banker because you're the banker's dream. If you have good cash flow and no debt and you're looking for a long-term relationship with your lender and you don't want high leverage, the banks are looking for you. Give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, if you think I can help you out. Brian in Miami, I'm so psyched. I just got a job offer with a fat raise. It seems like the recovery is on its way. Well, it is and it isn't, Brian, because there's still a lot of people that can't find a job. We heard from a young kid that just graduated college earlier in the program that can't find a job. So the economy is recovering. It's recovering in a spotty fits and starts. Some areas are good, some areas are not so good. South Florida, with all of its international flight capital, good. Central Florida, not so much flight capital, not so good. Tampa, no flight capital, really not so good. But as America picks up its need for back office space, Tampa will recover. As America rediscovers its need for recreation, Orlando will recover. As America decides it wants to play more golf, Jacksonville will recover. But in the meantime, South Florida leads the way because we've got what the international investors want, sand and sex appeal. Now, let's see what else we got here. John in Aventura writes, I'm in mid-college career. What should I major in so that I can be well-positioned for a job? Well, John, business, finance, engineering, medical technology, communications, Twitter, all that stuff is really big right now. There's a lot of people. In fact, Twitter's a whole new industry where people can get jobs that didn't exist 3 years ago. So maybe you want to consider something in that range, John. But the first thing you got to do is consider your skills, consider the quality of life you want to leave, and go from there. John in Miami Beach writes, how is the Twitter going? Well, the Twitter is going great, John. Thanks for writing in. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show as we talk about episode 150. Now, we'll be right back after this short break with Kevin Miliff. We're going to talk capital markets for commercial real estate.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
I was in need of a healthcare support system. Someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blues Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place, place.
The Florida Blues Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We've got a couple of tweets that came in that we want to respond to, and then we'll be right with Kevin Milliff. At Gene Marks tweeted us. He goes, are small businesses paying too much in taxes? Well, I think the answer to that is always yes. Since small businesses are the drivers of our economy, where the growth starts first, where new technologies are invented, where hiring starts, I think that there's an argument to be made that small businesses should always have their taxes reduced as an early economic stimulus of the economic recovery. So, yeah, Gene, I think that we should reduce small business taxes, but of course, that's always a political Pandora's box. Now, we have a couple of emails that came in for Penny. Let's go to those. First question is, can you ask Penny what's going on in health care reform? I think that there's a lot of different things going on with the constitutionality of the individual mandate. The answer is yes. We'll talk to Penny about that. Let's see. Another email. What is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield's vision for healthcare reform? We'll ask Penny both those questions. Thanks so much. They didn't come with anything other than an obscure email handle, so I'm sorry I don't have your name on that. But thank you for calling in. And now we're going to go to our commercial real estate capital markets update with Kevin Milliff. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. Now, Kevin, you were at a big convention this week. What's the name of the conference and who attended?
It's the Mortgage Bankers Association Conference. It was in Atlanta, Georgia over the past week. The attendees are mortgage bankers like myself, investment professionals, as well as some of the leading financial institutions in the world.
Well, great. I'm doing much better on the show now that I've relocated my pen. So, Kevin, tell me, with all those lenders there, lots of business to be done, what are the lenders' outlook on the financial markets coming up?
Well, you know, we were surprised. We went up there and talking with all the different lenders, they are very, very excited about the coming year. They ended 2011 off fairly well, and they're looking to do a lot of product in 2012, looking to originate a lot of new loans in 2012.
Now, what types of loans are they looking for? Because CMBS is like a box, right?
Yeah, CMBS is still a box. It's a pretty rigid box.
Now, CMBS stands for?
Commercial Mortgage-Backed Securities.
And those are the big things that they box up and then sell.
Correct.
Okay.
It's like I said, it's still a pretty rigid box. If it fits in that box, you're going to get a great execution. You're going to have a pretty quick closing. And you're going to get a fairly low rate for a long-term fixed-rate loan.
Now, you said that there's money out there. I know that there's a lot of these maturities that are coming up, billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in maturities. Will the CMBS market be able to meet that demand?
Most likely not due to the fact that the CMBS market doesn't have the money. It's due to the fact that the properties whose loans are maturing aren't as attractive now as investments for loans as they were when they were first financed 5 years ago.
So that means that there will be capital to finance them, but the capital may not be sufficient to pay off the loans, which means that people will be required to invest additional equity or lose the properties?
Exactly. We call it typically a deal recapitalization. They can get a new first mortgage on their property, which will cover hopefully at least what they owe on their property. A lot of times it won't cover it, so they're going to have to either invest their own more additional money into the deal, or they'll have to find new partners to come into the deal with them and invest new capital.
Okay, new partners, that's guys like us at Aztec Group. We bring equity to the deal for operating partners.
Exactly. We've done a lot of that recently, and we think it's going to be a good 2012.
I know you're cautious with your money. I know you don't throw it around too freely, but I also know that if you find the right partner, you can cut a really good deal for them.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about the food groups. We all know that multifamily's hot, maybe too hot. What was the opinion of multifamily up there?
Banks love multifamily, especially in certain submarkets. Right now, anything in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, New York, any of the core major cities in the United States, you can pretty much ask whatever you want of the banks. They love these properties right now.
Now, I know we're doing a lot of properties through our business in South Florida and the southeastern United States, and I've run across the same kind of thing. It's very difficult to attract institutional equity to the secondary or tertiary markets. You need a baseball bat to keep them out of South Florida.
They love Miami. Every single major REIT player wants to be in Miami. Banks want to do construction loans, multifamily construction loans in great locations in Miami. Once you move further up north in Florida, it gets a little more difficult, but there's still good areas in Orlando and in Tampa that banks still want to put out money.
And you're looking for partners to operate with, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Now, office buildings. Let's talk office building. It seems to me from sticking my finger up and taking the temperature and which way the wind is blowing that it may not be time to recap your office building yet. What do you think?
You know, office is tougher with the way the leases are structured. We have seen significant leasing activity, actually, recently in offices. There's been a lot of new leases, companies that during the downturn, they survived, they didn't expand. They're starting to get momentum back, and they're looking for more space.
Now, you guys recently capitalized an office building acquisition, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Excellent. Excellent. You did more than one. Well, what's going on in office with you guys?
End of last year, we closed on a property acquisition. We invested some equity in the deal. We see very positive movement in office rents in great locations. And
okay.
That seems to be what the market's saying. Real estate in great locations has come back, is very strong, is attracting good prices when you're selling it. Lenders want to finance it. It's when you get out into deals that are in iffy locations that it starts getting tough to capitalize.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the things you found out at the MBA. How about recourse? Everybody wants non-recourse except for the banks. They want recourse. What is the take on recourse and where is that going?
Well, the MBA, a lot of the primary people that were there were CMBS lenders, the capital markets groups that are non-recourse lenders.
Okay.
From a recourse perspective, the banks that were there that primarily do term loans that you go to your normal bank branch for and ask for a loan or for construction loans are still requiring recourse. We've had success on some properties being able to work with local community banks, smaller regional banks, a lot of these recapitalized banks that have been offering non-recourse financing on their own balance sheets.
Okay, so they'll offer non-recourse low recourse or non-recourse financing on their own balance sheets. I would assume that that's just for their top borrowers with properties in the best locations at the lowest possible leverage.
Correct.
Okay. How about industrial? Any capitalization? Any talk about industrial? Miami's a huge industrial market.
Miami's a huge industrial market. We love industrial in Miami. The unfortunate side is the REITs also love industrial in Miami. So we can't play with the REITs on those deals.
Okay. We talked office. We talked industrial. We talked multifamily. Seems that we're forgetting retail. How about retail, Kevin? Do they like retail now?
They do like retail. Once again, the flavor that they like is grocery-anchored retail. They love Publix. They love those great centers with long-term leases and other power box retail.
Now, how about interest rates? We've only got about a minute left. How are they doing on interest rates? I guess they price off of indexes and then try to make it fixed with a swap.
Correct. CMBS deals price off a swap rate, which is a combination of a treasury index plus an interest rate swap. Spreads now have been coming down for the past year since they blew out last summer.
Meaning that interest rates are going down.
The interest rates for the borrower are going down.
Okay.
They've gone down by approximately 1 percentage point since last summer.
Okay, well, Kevin, we're kind of out of time. If people want to get more information, talk to you about getting an investment done, talk about what you see in the market, how do they reach you?
You can give me a call, 305-938-8623.
All right, Kevin Milliff, Managing Director from the Aztec Group, talking capital markets. We'll have you back again in a few weeks, Kevin.
Thanks very much, Jim.
You're terrific. Back after this short break with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443 or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and this is the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. And as always, we have Penny Schaefer, the market president for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Welcome, as always, Penny, to our show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Okay, now, Penny, we, as always, have some questions that some of our listeners sent, so I think that why don't we start off with a couple of those?
No problem. Happy to do so.
Okay. Bobby writes in, I own a small business in Miami-Dade County, and I'm managing to still provide insurance to my full-time employees. What can I do to encourage healthy behavior and keep my costs down?
That's a great question, and because we're a small business community, this answer goes out not just to Bobby, but to others who are small business owners. The important thing here is to make sure that employees understand the true cost of care and that they're using preventive capabilities as much as possible. So we encourage folks to get that annual checkup, as simple as that may seem. A lot of people show me their card and say, I haven't used it. Well, I want you to use it. I want you to make sure you get that annual checkup. So that's the first thing that you can do. And then be conscious as the year goes by of things that would precipitate a little bit of shopping. So if you take a prescription drug, make sure you're buying that at the most efficient place to buy that pharmaceutical. In fact, if you're sitting in the physician's office and they're about to write your prescription, you actually have a tool in front of you that can help you right at the point of writing that prescription to cut cost.
Wow, that's terrific. And, you know, I've in the past needed an MRI or something like that, and the cost between one provider and the other is dramatic at times.
You know, we actually have a case in Tampa where at two ends of the same block, an MRI can be as different as $500 and $3,000. And the average person takes the script from their physician and goes, you know, to the first place they think of or that the physician tells them, you need an MRI. By the way, there's a place on the corner, without doing any shopping. You know, we do more shopping for the new plasma TV than we do for things that cost an awful lot more. And so what we recommend people do is use the technology, whether that's the smartphone in front of you as a member that you can use, whether it's making the phone call in to get the care comparison, and we'll give you the options that are available. You still make the final decision, but at least we'll give you the information so you make an informed final decision.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Whenever I make a decision, I like to make an informed decision, and it's sometimes so difficult. We make so many decisions every day without information, and something that's so important to our everyday health is you need the good information, and it's important to have the right health plan. If you're not a heavy user, then you want something with a little bit higher deductible, with a little lower cost.
When you think about the average user gets their insurance through their employer, which means the employer has done all the negotiation about what's included and has actually signed the contract.
Right.
And the employee really may not have processed internally all of the provisions of that contract because they didn't actually sign it. And so when it comes to the point of using it, that's when you want to kick in those good consumer behaviors that make you a savvy shopper. And whether that's online, on the phone, or visiting one of our Florida Blue centers to get informed, we advocate, small business or large, get informed.
Yeah, I think that information is power, especially when it comes to healthcare with all the different variables that are coming up. Let's go to another question. Steve from Fort Lauderdale writes, if I went out to buy a new cell phone today, there are basic phones and fancy smartphones, and then I can buy a monthly plan that meets my family's needs. Does Blue Cross and Blue Shield have the same kind of things, a plan or a product for different budget levels?
Actually, we do, and the good news is, depending on what, it's based on your willingness to accept a certain amount of risk. It's based on your health condition. It's based on your age, your gender, your lifestyle, et cetera. And so just as individual as we all are in our pursuit of health and health coverage, we have plans that make it possible to meet those needs.
Well, that's excellent. And one of the things that I think is of concern to people, and I'm going to go off the emails and ask you my own personal question here, is let's talk a little health care reform. We've got the presidential election cycle that we're in now. And as I understand it, we're all watching and waiting to see that there's a Supreme Court decision coming later this year and how that ruling is going to determine the constitutionality of the individual mandate portion of the law. Can you explain that fancy topic, what an individual mandate is and why some people say it's not constitutional? And please make it so that I can understand.
I'll try. The Patient Protection Act that was passed has a provision in it that starting in 2014, that's January of 2014, every individual must have health insurance. Either they get it through their employer, or they have to, if the employer doesn't offer it, they have to get it on their own. That's what's known as the individual mandate.
Okay.
So the challenge to that is, can the federal government compel you to buy a product? Bottom line. They don't compel you at a federal level to buy anything else, and so can they compel an individual to buy a product? The way that the law is written is, if you don't have health insurance, you pay a penalty.
You know, it seems to me that let's take a step back for a minute. There's a little logic in everybody being covered, because if people are covered, then they're going to get, I guess, the preventive type of health care stuff that we were talking about before, lower the cost for everybody. I guess that's sort of the thought behind this.
A couple of things. One is, the more people that are in, the more diversified your risk pool is. The more diversified your risk pool is, the more likely that you can offer really reasonable rates to everybody kind of across the board. So the reason for the individual mandate is get everybody into the pool, which is an important aspect.
Yeah, it sounds like that to me. Now, what is your company's vision on healthcare reform? Do you have a position?
We believe that healthcare reform really comes in three categories, and that the current Patient Protection Act covers one category pretty pervasively, but it misses out probably on the other two. So we don't think healthcare reform is done with what we have today. We believe that there's a lot to talk about in healthcare reform.
Well, then that tees me up for our ending and wrap up here. We'll talk about more healthcare reform in future shows. But Penny, we always get calls on and offline for people that want to talk to you about their issues in healthcare. How does somebody reach you directly?
To reach Blue Cross Blue Shield and any of our resources, call 1-800-876-2227. Reach us on the web for some information. That's www.bcbsfl.com.
Well, that's terrific. I want to thank you, as always, Penny Schaefer, Market President for South Florida for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. This has been the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. I want to thank you, as always, Penny, and we'll see you next week.
See you soon.
All right. Back after this.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur. Someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight-talking, pay-less-get-more, help-me-find-affordable healthcare coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, South Florida, more health and wellness with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment as we continue with Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Franks, so our pets eat better than we do, huh?
In many cases, that's the fact.
Oh, well, how are we going to change that, Victor?
Well, first of all, I've been talking about people's health all these years, it seems. And
it has been years, Victor.
It has been years. Okay. Well, let's not forget man's best friend and to a lesser extent, cats as well. But as the old lament goes, I want unconditional love from my spouse. And you know what the answer is, of course.
Marry a dog.
Yeah, get a dog. Yeah, come on, please. And, you know, since it is a business show, let's face it, it's a pretty good business deal. You get you give two bowls of food a day, and what do you get in return? Unconditional love. I mean, my two dogs, they worship the ground I walk on.
They just don't know you.
Well, you know, I like to say, I tell my wife they're a good judge of character, but you know, they follow me around the house even. So cats are a little more reserved, but in their own quiet way they do too. So, it's a tremendous deal for all involved here. But, you know, you don't want to feed them just any old food from the grocery store. As I've said before, most of what's in the inside aisles of a grocery store is designed to slowly kill you, which I know was a controversial statement then and probably still is.
Yeah, well, but I don't eat too much out of the grocery store anymore. I only eat the green stuff, the organic stuff, the things you teach Vivian to buy for me, and I think that I'm much better off for it, but not everybody can afford that stuff.
That's true. And, you know, the same thing, you know, goes for your pet. It is more expensive, and that's a problem. But at the same time, you have to weigh what you get out of it.
The cost of unconditional love.
Exactly. Yeah. How do you put a price on that?
I guess you can't.
And one of the biggest realizations I've had is dogs and cats they're carnivores. And what's a carnivore? They eat meat in the wild where I live in Montana. They got mountain lions, and that's what they eat is meat. And we got wolves, and what do? They eat meat. So here we're feeding our dogs and cats all these grains and fillers, and my realization was that, you know, this type of food, mostly grains and filler, it actually makes your pets old before their time.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. And pets don't have the longest of lives. And I think that if you want a healthy pet, and you know, you've got to take a look at the what they're eating, just the way you do for a person. I mean, for goodness sakes, it was in the newspaper just this week about all of the pets being treated appropriately, and sometimes they're not, and that's a problem.
Well, you see all these older dogs, you get arthritic joints, and one of the worst things with these lipomas that the vet always said, oh, don't worry, they're not a problem, but they get lumps all over their body, and they're just these fatty tissues. But once again, you think about what creates fat in people. Well, it creates fat in dogs and cats as well, and that's starches and grains.
Well, they're carbon units too, right?
Yeah, but they're even more so. They're designed to eat nothing but meat, or pretty much, you know, the majority of their diet. And over the years, until recently, and a lot of these especially pet stores are now carrying grain-free base food. And, you know, let's face it, their system, if it's designed to eat meat and we're giving them starch, what's that going to do? It basically kills them. It makes them sick and way old before their time and all manner of diseases. And, you know, to a lesser extent, people, because too many starches cause us health problems as well. We're omnivores, but still, too many starches, as I've harped on time and time again, is not good. I mean, you can have some, but you don't want to make that the majority of your diet.
So that's why I'm putting the weight back on.
Oh, of course. I mean, you're the bread fan. I know you're the sandwich king. So, you know, it's...
Well, I take that Zypan, though. Doesn't that help?
It does help, yeah. That's true. I mean, it does grind through whatever you eat. But still, the fact of the matter is, the carbos more so than fat. And that's the big disconnect that people just don't realize. It's the starches, the carbohydrates, especially the bad carbos, that are making you fat, not the fat itself.
Okay, so we've talked about feeding your dog well, but let's really talk about the big event that's occurring this week in your life, which is the fact that your new DVD has come out. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Nice of you to mention that. Yeah, I just got it in the mail this week, and I'm pretty excited about it because, speaking of arthritic joints, I mean, come on, our baby boomer peer group here, most of them, most business guys, are pretty stiff, sitting in a chair all day.
So what does your video talk about?
It methodically goes through the fact that you can do, first of all, you see a animated version of a human body, and then the actual muscle you're stretching lights up, an arrow points to it for about 5 seconds, and then it fades away, and then my model goes in to the stretch and shows you exactly what to do. And these are weightless stretches in warm water, and the difference is extraordinary. It really, I'm calling it the alternative to yoga.
Now, Victor, how do people get more information or buy your video? How do they get that?
My website, askdrfranks.com, which is being upgraded as we speak, and also aquabliss.net is my other one with my book and my previous DVD, which shows you can do aquabliss on your spouse, your family. It shows you know how anybody could do it. So either way, both of them are extraordinary therapies that will literally change your life without exaggerating.
All right, Dr. Victor Franks, thank you so much for warming up the pool for us with all your great stuff. We've now got Lolly Green on the line with her Positive Energy Minute. Lolly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right, what's our topic today?
Well, we'll talk briefly about why we should never worry.
Oh, that's a good topic. I think that most people need to learn that lesson because I think most people worry a lot.
Correct. Despite what we are told, most of us would probably agree we spend too much time worrying. And worry is a concern about the future. The past is over. It cannot be changed in any way. And the present is right in front of us. When we worry, we conjure up possibilities of what might happen. Statistics prove that 95% of these things never do happen. In many cases, if we're patient and allow things to unfold, we can handle what happens and go on with our lives. Now, goals play a big part in all this. A list of the steps toward our goal can be checked off, showing completed steps, moving us closer to completing our plans. While we keep busy with this, it's hard to find time to bother worrying, which is good.
Yeah, it's very good. You got to stop worrying. It drives me crazy when I worry.
Okay, it's a waste of your time. and your time is precious.
And my energy, too.
Absolutely. And people often get off on that track, and they find it very difficult to get off. So to stay aware of our progress, we can paste a note on our mirror to remind us of what we've already accomplished, step by step. If you try this and get back to me, I want to know if it's working for you, because feedback can be very helpful. So keep me posted. Let me know how things are going.
Oh, I for sure will keep you posted. And you better start that baking for show 150, too, because we're depending on you to provide the cakes and cookies, Lolly.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry. My freezer is there, and I'm filling it up little by little.
All right, well, that sounds great. Lolly Green, MSW, thanks again for your positive energy minute. We'll look forward to your minute again in a couple of weeks, because next week we're going to have a special show, but we'll see you at the end of the month.
Very good. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too, Lolly. We'll be right back after this short minute with some business technology. Javier Morales, president of Associates in Business, is next.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443. Or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. We're coming around the bend to our final segment. We've got Javier Morales, president and CEO of Associates in Business. Hey, Javier, what's happening? Where's Javier?
George. George,
Javier, where is everybody? Juan, I don't hear him.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. All right. Juan is giving us his expert technology here, so sorry about that, Javi. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what do we got going on today?
No, we just wanted to talk really quick about we updated a new Facebook fan page, which is going to be up by the end of today.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're trucking along and just doing our thing.
Now, make sure you guys are going to be down here in 2 weeks for your next spot, because we're going to be having Social Media Day. Johnny's lining up a whole bunch of guests. We're working on a whole bunch of new people to try to get on the show, and I want to make sure that we have our king of social media here with us.
You got it. Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah, it's been a little hectic out there today.
No, I know. It's been very hectic. Alex called me earlier today. I want to send my best to Alex and his lovely bride. I hope that they continue to have everything improve on what took them offline today.
Yeah, he's actually, they're getting ready to have another baby, so they're going through an exciting time.
Yeah, I didn't want to out him, but yeah, it's very exciting. He called me, said that they were in the process, and I said, well, that takes precedent over a radio show every day. Alex, God bless you and your new one. God willing, soon everybody will be here and healthy.
Good. But we haven't really been beating you up lately about articles and stuff. And we actually talked about it yesterday, and we're going to start pounding.
You better beat me up. No. I need to write the articles. I pounded one out for Scotsman's Guide this week. It took me about an hour and a half, so I'm ready. Tomorrow, Peter Cassis's guys are coming over and going to install where you talk, the voice recognition, and I'll be ready to rock.
Oh, cool.
Perfect. I'm warning the world. Technology Jim is on his way.
Get ready, because there's a lot of good stuff out there. It's just a matter of passing it on and letting everybody know what's going on.
Well, we're
going
to do that, and I want to thank you and Alex for helping us get the word out. Blue Cross better be happy. You've gotten them 12,000 web hits since they've joined the show.
I'll tell you what, I mean, it's amazing the amount of traffic the website's getting, which is incredible. So,
he's gone again. It must be your cell phone, Javi. You got to get out of that lead-filled room that you're in.
Facebook page and, post whatever.
He's up and down. We're going to have to dump you, Javi, because we can't hear you. Javi? All right. Well, we're going to have a lot of exciting things. We're going to talk to Javi a lot. Unfortunately, he has a crap cell phone. So whoever your cell phone carrier is, Javi, don't talk about that on the radio here. Is he back? All right, Javi's back. All right, Javi, you made me kill it like a whole minute jumping all over Juan here, but it's your cell phone, dude.
I don't know. It's out on the road. But like I was saying is, we want to encourage people to go on that Facebook page and post questions about business and, what questions they may have. If they're a small business trying to take it to the next level and just looking for some new opportunities, just post it on Facebook and, we'll get back to them with some information and give them some good resources, to help them get on their way.
No, it's really good. I'd like to start that kind of conversation because you're such a great resource for so many people, and they really don't take advantage of it. And it's something that's basically out there for free. To get them to be able to consult with an expert like you is a highly unusual situation.
Well, the reality is that, Jim, I mean, you have a great network for resources for business, and I think it's about time to start taking advantage of it. I mean, it's out there. It's free. Go on the Facebook page, post a question, post a comment, post what you need, and, someone will get back to you and give you the information you're looking for. And at the end of the day, like we said, it's free. It's a great resource, and it's just a matter of interacting and getting the information out there.
Well, we're going to continue to have a great community. It's so great to have you involved. I want to thank you so much for everything you and Alex do for the show, Javi. Get two hands on the wheel. I know it's not easy to drive out there, but I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks. We're going to have an amazing thing, and I love all the new tweaks you're doing to the website and driving traffic. Thank you for everything, Javier. And Javi, if people want to have you help them build traffic on their website, how do they reach you?
Yeah, you reach us at 954-828-0614 or visit our brand new website at www.associatesinbusiness.com.
What's the phone number again for the Jets fans out there?
954-828-0614.
All right, Javi. Thanks so much. As always, we love having you on the show. Look forward to seeing you and Alex at the end of the month on show 150. And Alex, God bless you and your beautiful bride. Good luck with the baby.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
All right. Now we've got, are we going to go to a break or are we just going to go to the show? We're going to go to the show. We're going to have John Mahoney. John is on. John is social media 305. He's our Twitter consultant. He is the one that gets the word out with the flying fingers. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
All right, great to have you, Johnny. Now, we've got show 150 coming up, and it's going to be all your baby, buddy.
Yeah, very exciting. Got some feelers out for some quality social media thought leaders, the crowd that's really doing it. And I'm really, putting the brands on the table and connecting with the community.
Yeah, let me tell you, John, I want to thank you so much for making sure that we connected with @BCBSFL We've had just some great communication going on with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We're going to have some other sponsors that we're going to announce at that show in a couple of weeks. So it's going to be absolutely fabulous. We've got those thought leaders coming on. And, John, why don't you tell for just a minute what you've been doing on the show for the last month?
What we've been doing is really networking your Twitter account with the demographics for your show, obviously working with your sponsors like Blue Cross and Blue Shield. But most importantly, we want to touch base with the business and the real estate crowd. So what we do is really behind the scenes are track keywords. That way we get right involved with people that are speaking about what we speak about, and we develop the relationship from there.
Well, Johnny, I'm so proud of what you're doing and so happy, too. I mean, we've got followers literally across the globe. You're just terrific.
It's coming along, Jim, and it's a lot of fun to do it.
It is, and I'm learning every day. I still don't know how to write a legitimate literary tweet. I can tell you now is if somebody writes the tweets that I create, they can see that a six-year-old did them. I'm just, you know, I just don't know what to do, but I want to thank you so much for helping me learn. And if people want to learn more about you or direct connect with you, how do they get a hold of you, Johnny?
My telephone number is 305-710-2273, and they could find me online anywhere at Social Media 305.
Now, when you say at Social Media 305, you mean at symbol Social Media 305.
Absolutely, but you could throw a .com, a .org, or anything you like behind it, and I'll pop right up.
You are something else, Johnny. I want to thank you for adding so much positive energy to the show, so much social media panache, and augmenting what Javi and Alex have been doing us. The combination of you, Javi, and Alex is just something that can't be beat. I'm really proud to have you guys on the show. I'm really proud of the way you're building our social media presence. It absolutely blows my mind that Javi and Alex can drive the kind of traffic they do to originate over 12,000 page views for just Blue Cross and Blue Shield. I haven't really checked the statistics on everybody else, but I'm sure they're up there too. Now, John, what are you doing to help drive traffic? We're doing special tweets about the people. What exactly do you do with that?
What I do is I inform your community and the local Miami, South Florida community about who's on the show, what we're talking about live, and what's going to happen is that community will engage with you. They're going to be part of your show, and we'll have an online community that can engage with you real time.
Well, it was really exciting. Today we got our first tweeted mm-hmm. email. I don't know if you call it an email. I guess tweeted question is what it is.
Yeah, they tweeted you and we answered and it works.
Yeah, it was great. And we even got a chance to think about what the answer is, which you usually don't get with these emails. They come flying in and I just have to do it on the fly. So getting the couple of minutes to think about it and get everybody to put their two cents in really was terrific. I really enjoyed creating that community, which is what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, you do Social Media 305. What other handles do you have?
The other handles I have are Optimize Social, which is basically my product in not necessarily being a community manager, but optimizing the social media presence for brands that are already there. And then on top of that, I also work with Optimize Local, and we support location-based coupons, which they can find at optimizelocal.com. And that's for brands that are using Foursquare, Facebook, Yelp, and Google Places and offering location-based check-in deals to their social media community.
Well, you're Mr. Social Media, aren't you? Now, where were you? Oh, one left with Johnny? Okay, great. Juan knows how to talk with his hands, but I need those signs with words, Juan. We've got a minute left, Johnny.
Okay.
Now, where were you? You were in Tampa. What was going on in Tampa? Because that sounded pretty neat.
Oh, it was unbelievable. We, myself and Sebastian Rusk, who's Social Buzz TV, we drove up to Tampa to attend what was called the Social Fresh Conference. This is a social media conference designed towards marketers, and just the cast of characters that were there were unprecedented. We had time to speak and enjoy lunch with Scott Monty, who is the global head of social media at Ford Motor Company. When I tell you the guy was a pure gentleman, absolutely. We also spoke with Shauna Causley. She just resigned as the head of social media for Nordstrom's.
Wow, these sound like great people. It sounds like you're going to be able to get some really good social media thought leaders lined up.
The beautiful thing about social media, and especially Twitter, is you can use it like a telephone. There are no gatekeepers, and you are part of the community.
Well, stop giving away all our secrets, Johnny. As we continue to build our list and our things and our business here at Freedon Business, you are a key component. I want to thank you for joining the team.
It's a pleasure to be on the team, and I really do think we have a great collaboration, and it's going to go far.
I'm very excited. And now it's time for my rant. All right, Johnny. Now, what am I going to rant about today? Well, it's really not going to start out as a rant. It's going to start out as a thank you. I want to thank the federal government for putting in the NMLS, the National Mortgage Loan Servicer Watchdog Agency, the registry that all the mortgage brokers had to go qualify for. It got rid of a lot of those nasty mortgage brokers that are responsible for putting us into this position. Now, I recently had to renew my license, and when I did, I brain cramped. When I brain cramped, I got thrown into the default zone. Never do that with a federal or state agency. Everything's fine. It only cost me a couple of hundred bucks extra to renew everything. That is until I got to the fingerprint part. Now, it used to be that you could go get a fingerprint done on a card at the police station for free. It cost you 5 minutes to go there. Since there was a station right by my house, it was just a one-minute thing, easy to get to, in and out of. Well, now somebody must have told their brother to get into this business. They were writing a loan, because now you have to do an electronic fingerprint. It costs you $60. Now they're happy to come see you for another $50. So for $110, I can get some body to take my fingerprint, really, virtually. I'm sorry. $110 for my freaking fingerprint? You don't need it electronically. I watch CSI Miami. You need a partial print and you can identify me. This is just freaking ridiculous. This is because somebody's cousin wanted a job and needed a job, so they came up with this. This is not what America is about. We need streamlined government. We don't need this BS. So I'm sorry. I don't mind, but stop putting me in the lane where I got to spend $110 to get an electronic fingerprint. Absolutely ridiculous. Next thing you know, they'll be charging the Pentagon $1,000 for a toilet seat. Now, I want to thank our sponsors, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida. I want to thank DataCorp, the NFL Alumni Association, Associates in Business, PDC Technology, Estrella Marketing, Dr. Victor Franks, Johnny 305 Social Media, the man. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Please go, like Javi said, please go to our new Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Follow me at Jim Fried. Follow me at Fried on Business. Go to our Facebook page. Join me on LinkedIn. Or better yet, visit our website like thousands of people do every week. Now, if you missed today's show, we'll have it up on the www.friedonbusiness.com webpage probably on Monday, unless Juan gets it to us on Friday, at which point we'll have it up on Saturday. We're always rebroadcast at least once. Juan's not sure. I know you're fighting a cold, Juan, so do the best you can. But this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. We're going to rebroadcast the best of Penny Schaefer next week, and then the following week is going to be Social Media Day on Show 150. So make sure you listen in next week to the best of Penny and the following week for our Show 150. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger and you don't mess around with Jim. What out of South Alabama come a country boy? He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down the home they call me Slim.